No other book has so profoundly impacted so many lives as the Bible.
Welcome to Simply the Bible, the Through the Bible teaching program of Pastor Daryl Zachman of Calvary Chapel, Treasure Valley. Today we see where Daniel seeks understanding from the Lord for 3 weeks. An angel is sent to him, but the prince of Persia resists him. This man comes to reveal to Daniel what will happen in the latter days. We hope you join us as Pastor Daryl continues in Daniel chapter 10 on Simply the Bible.
We live in the physical realm. We get up in the morning, get dressed, eat breakfast, head out the door to wherever we're going to go, but it's all in the material world. But there's another realm that we don't see that exists apart from space and time and yet intersects space and time. It is the realm inhabited by rulers and organized powers that strategize and contend for control. On the one side are the armies of heaven under the rule of God. On the other side are the powers of darkness that are under the rule of Satan. They seek to promote deception and wickedness. They fight against God's purposes for the souls of people. Now, while all of this may seem like fantasy, the spiritual realm is actually more real than the physical realm because the spiritual realm endures forever, while the physical realm is only temporary. Usually, the spiritual realm operates in the background, sort of like the operating system on your computer or smartphone. While we are affected by it, we are not directly aware of it. But there are times when God draws the curtain, giving us a window into the spiritual realm. That is what happened to Daniel in chapter 10 of his book. It is an introduction to his last prophetic vision that spans from the 6th century before Christ all the way to the future when Christ returns. We continue today in Daniel chapter 10. In the third year of Cyrus, king of Persia, a message was revealed to Daniel, whose name was called Belteshazzar. The message was true, but the appointed time was long, and he understood the message and had understanding of the vision. It had been about 2 years since Cyrus had issued the decree permitting Jews to return to Judah in order to rebuild their temple. About 50,000 Jewish captives returned with Zerubbabel, the governor. Daniel was now close to 90 years old. In those days, I, Daniel, was mourning 3 full weeks. I ate no pleasant food, no meat or wine came into my mouth. Nor did I anoint myself at all till those 3 weeks were fulfilled. Now, why was Daniel mourning? It could be because of out of the large number of captives in Babylon, only a small percentage returned to Judah. Or it could be because after they began work on the temple, they soon had to stop because of the opposition surrounding them. Whatever the reason, Daniel mourned 3 full weeks and went on a limited fast, in which he ate no pleasant food, meat, or wine. He did not anoint himself with lotion, a sign of mourning, until the 3 weeks were fulfilled. Many times when we think of fasting, we think of abstaining from all food, but there are various types of fasting. The purpose of fasting is to set aside the desires of the flesh in order to concentrate on the spirit. Usually we feed our flesh and sometimes neglect to feed our spirit. The result is that the flesh gets stronger while the spirit gets weaker. Fasting is a way to reverse that process and become increasingly sensitive to the spiritual realm. Now, on the 24th day of the first month, as I was by the side of the great river, that is the Tigris, I lifted my eyes and looked, and behold, a certain man clothed in linen, whose waist was girded with gold of Uphaz. His body was like beryl, his face like the appearance of lightning, his eyes like torches of fire, his arms and feet like burnished bronze in color, and the sound of his words like the voice of a multitude. Daniel was probably on the bank of the Tigris River when he received this vision. Who was this glorious man whom Daniel saw? Not all Bible commentators agree. Some believe it was Jesus Christ in what is known as a theophany, a pre-incarnate appearance of him. Others believe it was an angel. Daniel's description of this glorious man is remarkably similar to John's description of Christ. in Revelation chapter 1. If this was a vision of Christ, then it is likely that another angel appears when we get to verse 10. And I, Daniel, alone saw the vision, for the men who were with me did not see the vision, but a great terror fell upon them, so that they fled to hide themselves. Therefore, I was left alone when I saw this great vision, and no strength remained in me, for my vigor was turned to frailty in me, and I retained no strength. Yet I heard the sound of his words, and while I heard the sound of his words, I was in a deep sleep on my face, with my face to the ground. This vision was more glorious than when Gabriel appeared to Daniel. The men who accompanied Daniel did not see it, but they were so filled with fear that they ran away, leaving Daniel alone with this great vision. It was so overwhelming that it emptied Daniel of all his strength. The word vigor is literally splendor, and the word frailty is literally ruin. So Daniel's splendor was turned to ruin. That is often the case when a person truly sees God. When we see ourselves in the light of his holiness and splendor, we feel ruined. When Daniel heard the words that sounded like the voice of a multitude, he fell into a deep sleep with his face planted in the ground. Suddenly, a hand touched me, which made me tremble on my knees and on the palms of my hands. And he said to me, O Daniel, man greatly beloved, understand the words that I speak to you, and stand upright, for I have now been sent to you. While he was speaking this word to me, I stood trembling. It is likely that the one touching Daniel here is an angel and not the one appearing in the vision. He doesn't have a voice like many waters. He just speaks to Daniel. The touch was probably intended to comfort Daniel, but it made him tremble on his hands and knees. So the angel gave Daniel words of assurance. O Daniel, man greatly beloved. This was now the second time that Daniel was called greatly beloved by a heavenly messenger. Do you know how much God loves you? You really ought to know how much God loves you. When you believe in Jesus Christ, then you are accepted in the beloved. And God loves you with the same love as he loves his own son, according to Jesus. Knowing how much God loves us will calm our troubled hearts, because his perfect love casts out all fear. Then he said to me, do not fear, Daniel, for from the first day that you set your heart to understand and to humble yourself before your God, your words were heard, and I have come because of your words. But the prince of the kingdom of Persia withstood me 21 days. And behold, Michael, one of the chief princes, came to help me, for I had been left alone there with the kings of Persia. As soon as Daniel set his heart to understand and humble himself before God, this messenger was sent, but he was detained 21 days by the prince of the kingdom of Persia. This was a ruler of darkness, a demonic power that had strong influence over the Persian kingdom and did whatever he could to thwart God's purposes. The messenger would have been unable to overcome him if it hadn't been for the help of Michael the archangel. Now, since we cannot believe that Christ would not be able to defeat a demon, we believe that if the glorious man that Daniel first saw was in fact Christ, then this messenger must have been a different person. This passage gives us great insight into the spiritual realm. The Apostle Paul also tells us in Ephesians 6:12 that we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. These spiritual forces of darkness are far more involved in human affairs, attitudes, struggles, and governments than we might think. They are constantly working behind the scenes to suppress truth, deceive, influence, discourage, and introduce a perverse agenda in place of God's righteousness and truth. Not only do they work in the lives of people and nations, but they also contend against the angels of God that God sends to serve and strengthen believers. Verse 14, now I have come to make you understand what will happen to your people in the latter days. For the vision refers to many days yet to come. The angel overcame the spiritual opposition to bring the vision to Daniel. It concerned Daniel's people, the Jews, in the latter days. When he had spoken such words to me, I turned my face toward the ground and became speechless. And suddenly, one having the likeness of the sons of men touched my lips. Then I opened my mouth and spoke, saying to him who stood before me, "My Lord, because of the vision, my sorrows have overwhelmed me, and I have retained no strength. For how can this servant of my Lord talk with you, my Lord? As for me, no strength remains in me now, nor is any breath left in me." Because of the overwhelming vision, Daniel turned his face toward the ground and became speechless. And then one having the likeness of the sons of men touched his lips so that he could speak. This seems to be a different angel than the one who had been speaking with Daniel. Daniel was overwhelmed by sorrows to the point that no strength remained in him, not even enough to speak. And then again, the one having the likeness of a man touched me and strengthened me. And he said, "O man, greatly beloved, fear not. Peace be to you. Be strong. Yes, be strong." So when he spoke to me, I was strengthened and said, "Let my Lord speak, for you have strengthened me." After this, the first angel touched Daniel and strengthened him again and said, "O greatly beloved, fear not. Peace be to you. Be strong. Yes, be strong." Spiritual warfare can leave us feeling depressed, overwhelmed, doubtful, discouraged, and we don't even know why. People ask us what is wrong, and we may not even be able to articulate it. I believe that this is one of the ways spiritual warfare often manifests itself. But these words of the angel can strengthen even us if we will take them to heart. We don't need to be afraid because we are greatly beloved by God. God's word to us is peace because Jesus has washed away our sins with his own blood. We also know that Christ overcame Satan on the cross and that we can be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Verse 20, then he said, "Do you know why I have come to you? And now I must return to fight with the prince of Persia. And when I have gone forth, indeed the prince of Greece will come. But I will tell you what is noted in the scripture of truth. No one upholds me against these except Michael, your prince." The battle was not over for this heavenly messenger. He would face the prince of Persia again and also the prince of Greece. He would have no one to help him except Michael, who was Daniel's prince and the prince over Israel. God sent this angelic messenger to Daniel to tell him what is noted in the scripture of truth. Now, that's an interesting phrase, especially in light of the next two chapters. As chapter 11 unfolds, we will see the angel describing in great detail the dynasties of two kings who would succeed Alexander the Great. He really gives Daniel a history lesson before it happens. And this extends all the way to the second coming of Jesus Christ. I hope this chapter gives you insight into what is truly happening in the spiritual world all the time and how important your prayers are to accomplishing God's will on earth as it is in heaven. May God help us always to pray in the Spirit and never to lose heart. When we do these things, we are accomplishing more than we can know.
You've been listening to Simply the Bible, the Through the Bible teaching program of Pastor Daryl Zachman of Calvary Chapel, Treasure Valley. For more information about our church, please visit our website at calvarytv.org. That's calvarytv.org. If you have any questions or comments, please contact us through our website. To listen to previous episodes, check out our Simply the Bible podcast, and please leave us a review. That helps a lot. Tomorrow we will see where the angel reveals to Daniel what will happen in the future with Persia, Greece, and various kings from the north and the south. It is history told in advance. We hope you'll join us as we continue in the book of Daniel on Simply the Bible.